I'm Jim Benson, and you're listening to TV Time Machine on Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ, and archived on TVTimeMachine.com. Back again with Adam Chester, composer, singer, songwriter, and author of the new book Smother, the story of a man, his mom, and the thousands of altogether insane letters she's mailed him right here on the TV Time Machine. Adam, in the 2000s, three significant events happened in your life personally. Your two sons, and you met your wife. Tell us about that.
Well, yeah, I met my wife, Maria, through a mutual friend of ours that I refer to as Zane in the book. And, you know, it's just one of those bang-zoom moments when you meet someone and, you know automatically that that's the person for you. And what was so cool about Maria was, you know, not only was she beautiful, she was smart, she loved my sense of humor, but she didn't know a damn thing about my mother. So really, you know,
perfect.
It was great. You know, of course I'm going to marry her. And right. it really she's just a beautiful girl. And we have two boys, and they're age 7 and 5, and life is very good with them.
Now, you and Maria were about to tie the knot when 9/11 occurred. How did that affect your plans? And most importantly, how did that event affect your mother's world outlook?
Yeah, that was not a very good thing for anybody, mm-hmm. Especially my mother, though. She, Maria and I were getting married in New York, which is where Maria is from. We were getting married October, you know, right in the middle of October 2001. And that was right after 9/11. So it affected, you know, everybody's mentality, everybody's spirits, and, of course, everybody's lives. But we really wanted to go through with the wedding. I mean, this was what we always wanted. We waited, you know, both of us waited a little longer to get married and in our lives, and we didn't want to stop our plans. So it continued, but a lot of people that were coming out from L.A., you know, they couldn't come. They didn't want to fly, and there was a lot of fear, you know, in people, and certainly everybody was very, nobody knew what was going to happen the next day. I mean, when we got to New York, when Maria and I got to New York for our wedding, I mean, the towers were still smoking, you know, a month later. I mean, it was a very, very, very rough time, but I think it was a time for people like us to you know, bond together. And you know, we had a beautiful wedding you know, in October of that year, and we changed our honeymoon plans. We didn't want to travel that far away because nobody knew what was going to happen, mm-hmm. If there would be another attack or whatnot. And especially when my mother was still sending letters about you know, there's going to be another attack. You know,
right,
I mean, it was a given for my mother that bad things were coming.
Well, Adam, I have a few questions for you, and we'll have to hit these fast because we're running short on time.
Okay.
Have you ever been on a plane that crashed?
Never.
Have you ever been hit by a car while jaywalking?
Never.
Been attacked by one of your mother's boyfriends?
Never.
Broken a leg while skiing?
No.
Had a savings bond stolen?
No.
Had your head chopped off in a foreign country?
No.
Been attacked by sharks?
No.
Been conned by a grifter couple and then beaten up?
No.
Been arrested for non-payment of parking tickets?
No.
Contracted gonorrhea?
No.
AIDS?
No.
Have you ever been ripped off by a nun?
Well, no, actually.
Experienced lead poisoning?
No.
Have you ever had Barbara Streisand contact you after you sent a recording of your music to her house?
You mean addressed to her, Barbara Streisand, Malibu, California?
Correct.
No.
None of those things happen?
No.
Okay, good. I was just checking.
But thanks for checking. my God, everything's out there. What can I tell you?
Right. Well, you know, in her own unique way, your mother is quite thoughtful, as we'll hear. as we'll hear in the following clip.
May 9th, 2009, Adam. For Mother's Day, I bought Marie a Ouija board. I hope you both have fun using it. Love, Mom.
Now, Adam, how does your wife, Maria, get along with your mom?
Boy, now that's the topic for a whole other show. You know, she grins and bears it. She loves her. She loves how the kids love her. But, you know, there's always that strange relationship between mother-in-law and daughter. I mean, what can I tell you? It's weird. You know, my wife knows that my mom is nuts.
Right.
But I know that Maria's mom is nuts. So, you know, we're nutty mom kindred spirit, Maria and I. So what can I tell you?
Now, I know everybody asks you this question, and you referred to it earlier, because the $64,000 question is, or in your case, the $37,000 question is.
Yes, right.
Deep down inside of you, why did you keep all those letters for all these years?
I did answer it before. I really, honest to God, figured I'd need it for proof one day.
Really?
Yeah, because I knew she would deny a lot of this. And I'll just give you one quick example of this. She has nicknames for me. I am 48 years old. When we are in public and I hear Dolly poo-poo or chicken livers. I mean, that's the way she says it, okay?
Right.
In that crazy voice. If you ask her right now, do you have any nicknames for your son? No. What about chicken livers and Dolly poo-poo and bone man? She'll say that's ridiculous. I know. I mean, see, so it's that denial
right. That
makes these letters necessary.
Well, one
making these letters necessary.
One thing she can't deny is that, you know, she could be a little willful, especially when it comes to the subject of her will, as we'll hear in the following clip.
Sunday. Adam, enclosed is a copy of my latest will. Love, Mom.
Now, Adam, how many times did this issue come up in your mom's letters to you? And why do you think she's so preoccupied with the subject of her will and her life insurance policies with Mutual of Omaha?
Right. I have gotten about 19, I think, is the number, letters that either are wills from her or, you know, a breakdown of my boatload of money I'm going to get, which I think totals $37,500 at this point.
Well, it's gone up $500 since we started the show.
I think it has, yes, just in the past 10 minutes. You know what? She's death is imminent, of course, for all of us, but with her, it's a constant worry, and she just wants to make sure I'll be, living the high life, I think, after, I don't know. She's always sending me wills. I have more wills than an attorney has piled up in my collection. I've got about 1,000 letters, at least. And I think it's got to be, you know, a lot of those are wills. I was kidding with the 19. A lot of them are wills or mentions of what I'm going to get.
Well, Adam, after having written your book, Smother, and the many positive things that are being manifested by your mom's years of negativity, do you view this entire experience as a sort of cosmic irony?
Yes, and I couldn't be happier. I mean, you know, to share my mother with the masses, and just so you know, Jim, I gave my mother your number, so she's going to be mailing and talking to you very soon.
I'm looking forward to it.
You know, to share with people, I think if anything makes me appreciate her even more, you know, because now everybody's going to know that she's nuts, and they'll feel better about their own mothers. Or maybe they'll treat their mothers better.
Right.
This is going to be a motherly love planet when I'm done with it.
By the way, speaking of positives, are there any other positives happening with your book, like a reality show, TV miniseries, feature film, that sort of thing?
Well, there is discussion. Jack Black's company, Electric Dynamite, and Reveille purchased the rights. And
wow.
So there's talk about it. You know, we just have to get a good writer, and they're going to plug it for a TV show. So that's the breaking news on that. So very, very exciting. And on the other hand, I'll be working with Elton John again in August for his upcoming concerts. So lots of fun stuff coming up.
Adam, where can people go to purchase Smother? I assume Amazon.com, and where can they go to find out more about your book?
Well, the website is smotherboard.com, smotherboard.com. It's the board for everything Smother. And the book is available now everywhere. I was in a Barnes & Noble last week on Ventura in Studio City, and there it was on the table. So it's available nationwide in bookstores.
Well, I suggest that people purchase it at a retail price where Adam gets more royalties.
Jim, you're terrific.
Finally, Adam, as you look back at several decades of your mom and her letters, what are your thoughts?
Well, I'm certainly glad she put down all of her neurosis in writing, because I would have no other way to account for the way I am right now if I didn't see it myself, because I would have blocked it all out, I'm sure. So, you know, my advice to anybody listening is save everything. You may need it one day.
That's very good advice. Adam, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks, Adam.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. This is Jim Benson. Join us again next time as our magical transport turns back the pages of history and takes us on yet another journey into the annals of classic television. You'll find your next adventure right here on the TV Time Machine.